News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, is inviting applications from experienced professionals for the position of Joint Secretary Director and Deputy Secretary. Eligible candidates include those with relevant experience in central or state governments, public sector undertakings, autonomous bodies, statutory organizations, universities, recognized research institutes, private sector companies, consultancy organizations, or international or multinational organizations. The age limit and pay scale for these positions are for Joint Secretary, 40 to 55 years, pay level 14, approximately gross salary of 2,70,000 rupees. Director, 35 to 45 years, pay level 13, and Deputy Secretary, 32 to 40 years, pay level 12. Central government employees are not eligible to apply. Detailed information and application forms are available on the UPSC website, that is www.upsconline.nic.in. Vallabhbhai Patel Chest Institute, University of Delhi, is seeking candidates for various contractual positions under the National Tobacco Quit Line Service project sponsored by Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Positions available include consultant, non-medical, supervisor, statistician, and counselor. Eligibility varies by position with specific qualifications and experience required for each role. The consolidated salaries range from 25,000 rupees to 60,000 rupees. Interested candidates should submit their applications within 15 days of the advertisement's publication. More details can be found on the institute's website, that is www.vpci.org.in/vacancies. All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS, Jodhpur, is inviting applications for the post of Supervising Medical Social Service Officer on a deputation basis. This Group A position is at pay level 10 and there is one tentative vacancy. The maximum age limit for applicants is 56 years as of the last date of receipt of applications, and the initial deputation period is 3 years. Eligible officers are requested to submit their applications through the proper channel to the Deputy Director at AIIMS Jodhpur, Rajasthan, via speed post or registered AD. The detailed advertisement and online application form are available on the AIIMS Jodhpur website, that is www.aimsjodhpur.edu.in. The ICAR Indian Agricultural Research Institute, IARI, in New Delhi is conducting a walk-in interview for the position of Young Professionals too. And this position is under a DUS project funded by the Government of India. The interview will be held at the Division of Vegetable Science, IARI Pusa, New Delhi, on September 11, 2024 at 10 a.m. Interested candidates should visit IARI website, that is www.iari.res.in. For more details regarding remunerations, essential qualifications, and application procedures. The Central Leprosy Teaching and Research Institute in Chengalpattu, Tamil Nadu, is inviting applications for several deputation-based positions. These positions include Junior Accounts Officer, Stenographer Grade 1, Radiographer, Supervisor cum Chemist, Orthotic Technician and Cobbler Grade 1, with pay levels ranging from level 2 to level 6 in the pay matrix. The applications and requirement documents should be sent to the Director of CLT&RI within 45 days of the advertisement's publication. Detailed eligibility criteria and application forms can be found on the website, that is www.cltri.org.in. cltri.gov.in. The Maulana Azad National Urdu University, a central university under the Ministry of Education, Government of India, has released employment notification dated 31st July 2024, number 68-2024, inviting applications in prescribed forms for various teaching, other academic and model school teachers position. The teaching posts include professors in education, women education, zoology, botany, law, BVocal, comparative studies and Directorate of Distance Education, DDE. Additionally, there are openings for professors, directors in DDE and ESSIU. Associate professors in subjects like professors, zoology, linguistics, public administration and more. The notification also calls for assistant professors in law and education and heads of departments for polytechnics. Other academic positions include Director of Physical Education and University Deputy Librarian. Modern school teachers' positions are also available, including principal, TGTs, work experience teachers, yoga teachers, and primary teachers. Maulana Azad National Urdu University, kindly go on for the details at www.manuu.edu.in. The Sahitya Academy, an autonomous organization under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, is inviting applications for multiple posts on a direct recruitment basis. These posts include Deputy Director, General Admin, Deputy Secretary, General Sales, Regional Secretary, Assistant Editor, Publications Assistant, Sub-Editor English, Program Assistant, Stenographer Grade 2, Proofreader cum General Assistant, Junior Clerk and Multitasking Staff. The positions are located at the Head Office in New Delhi, Regional Office in Mumbai and Regional Office in Bengaluru with pay levels ranging from Level 1 to Level 11 in the pay matrix. The interested candidates should visit the Sahitya Academy website, that is www.sahitya-academy.gov.in. for detailed information and application procedures. The Cochin Zonal Base of Fisheries Survey of India, under the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, is seeking applications for the position of Crane Operator in the Pay Matrix Level 4. The position is located in the Marine Engineering Division in Kochi, and the last date to apply is October 30th, 2024. Detailed information is available on the Fisheries Survey of India website, that is www.fsi.gov.in and National Career Service Portal. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the employment newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.